This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 64, Four Steps to Understanding Hollywood Movies in English.
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, where you'll finally get real native English conversation and fluency for business and life. We believe in connection, not perfection, when it comes to learning English. Now, here are your hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Boston and New York City, USA. In this episode, get our winning four-step framework for understanding any Hollywood movie in English. Listen in today. This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. As a business owner myself, I've learned that the most important key to success is having a great team. But it can be time-consuming, reading through tons of resumes. Need to hire a great candidate at your company? Why not eliminate the busy work? Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Just in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. How's it going, Jessica? What is happening in Portland today?
It is a beautiful sunny day. I can't say that all that often. So that makes me feel good. Yeah. How about where you hang out in Denver? What's today like?
You know, unlike Portland, we do get a lot of sunshine today, I will say, or every day. So it is, the sun is shining again. And, you know, it's middle of the week. I'm feeling good. I'm looking forward to taking a trip to Atlanta this weekend.
Oh,
actually.
No way.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. It's a little wedding celebration for some friends. And it's going to be good. It's going to be good.
You know what? I discovered a fantastic TV show recently called Atlanta, actually.
Atlanta. Is it about the city of Atlanta?
It takes place in Atlanta. Yeah. Okay. Atlanta's a character because so often the city can be a character. Like New York City is a character in a lot of movies. So it's a comedy show by Donald Glover, and I highly recommend it.
I love it. And I'm glad you mentioned a new TV show. Jessica, I know you love movies and TV. Isn't that right?
And I'm such a nerd, you guys. If you just throw out any like title or genre or actor, I could go off with connections and opinions related to that. I love movies and TV.
And we know you guys do too, right? We know that our listeners, you guys want to be able to use movies to understand native English because that's the good stuff. That's interesting.
Oh, yeah. You know what? I actually, when I was traveling in my 20s, I met this dude in Holland, and he was from Norway, and his English was amazing. It sounded like he grew up in, like, Detroit, to be honest, which is weird. Mm-hmm. And I was like, how did you learn your English? He learned it through movies.
Amazing? Yeah, I found that like Northern European countries have really fantastic English, and I think it's because their TV, I guess they didn't have subtitles. It was just in English, just straight up English from what I understand. But maybe our listeners will have to correct us. I'm not sure.
Yeah, let us know.
So today, guys, we have a four-step formula for you to understand for what to do when you watch these movies in English. So where do we start with step one, Jessica?
Well, I just want to just remind you guys how important it is to approach this actively. That's the point today, guys. We're giving you four ways to actively improve your English while watching movies.
I love it. So good.
It's cool to sit back and just enjoy it sometimes, but these four little actions are going to help improve your English at the same time.
So, that really makes the difference, doesn't it? About how much we learn at the end. is how active we actually are when we're consuming that content.
Exactly. Right? Exactly. Mm-hmm. So step one, guys, is don't feel like you have to watch the entire movie, right? Especially these days, we got, you know, 3-hour Marvel movies. Don't feel like you have to sit down for the whole thing. You could take it one piece at a time, maybe just a 10-minute segment, or maybe just one scene, right? One little part of the movie. You can just watch that and then pause and just think about it. And then you could watch it again with subtitles. That's also a great option. Let me give you one more option here, guys. You can find most movie scripts online for free.
Yeah, I love
that. So you could go and read the script for that scene.
And you can also find a lot of famous scenes on YouTube, right? Yeah, I mean, I know, Jessica, you're not a big Friends fan. We've talked about this, but a lot of our listeners, we know you guys are. And I think a lot of the famous scenes from Friends or Seinfeld are on YouTube. Right?
Yeah, totally. Yeah. You could find highlight reels, you know, highlights, like a montage, a collection of greatest scenes from Saturday Night Live as well. You could look for like Will Ferrell best SNL scenes, for example.
So good.
And it's just a collection. So good.
So good. So honestly, we're talking about movies a little bit more today, but really this works for TV shows, series, whatever it is that you want to watch, choose that. So what is step two now? How much should we try to understand of that piece of content?
Yeah. So again, guys, connection, not perfection. Yes. You want to connect to the story itself. You don't have to perfectly understand every word. Mm-hmm. So have realistic and achievable expectations for yourself. Mm-hmm. Try to understand about 70% of that piece of the movie, right?
Yes.
So don't understand 100%. You don't have to, guys. 70%. That's great. Connect to what you do understand.
Okay. And here's a question. I mean, what if we're listening to this and at first we only understand 50%? Should we just listen again to that exact piece until we get there, or should we do something else before we get to step two? What do you think?
Great question.
Yeah.
So we don't want to just destroy our confidence. We don't want to watch something and be like, ugh, I can't understand anything. I quit English forever.
Exactly.
So if you start watching something and you know what? Maybe it's an accent. Maybe they talk more quickly. Well, that's fine. You can still understand it, guys. Turn on the subtitles, or if you're on YouTube, just hit that CC closed captioning button.
Good.
So turn on the subtitles, guys. Remember, you want to learn. You want to feel positive. It's not a loss or a failure to turn on subtitles. Like, get that thought out of your head. Turn them on. Understand. Learn.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
I love it. That is so good. And then we can also use the clues from the context, right? We can look at the tone of voice of the actors as we're getting to know those actors. What are they likely to say? I mean, we talk about this a lot on IELTS Energy, Jessica. Open up that brain box. What do we expect to hear, right? Based on what we know about the scenario, the characters, the plot, and then we can predict. So good.
And that's the advantage of a TV series, actually. I know we're talking about movies, but still, guys, if you watch the first couple episodes of a series with subtitles, get to know the characters, the plot, the slang that they use, right?
Yes.
And then turn off the subtitles for the next two episodes. You'll understand a lot more.
Yes, I love it. It's so good. I know a lot of our listeners have come to us. They've found Dollars English. Maybe in the beginning they understood 50%, but you guys got addicted to the show. You kept listening and you made your way up to 75%. I can't tell you how many students, listeners have emailed us to tell us that, Jessica, to share that. That is so cool. So stick with it, but use your clues. What do you know about our team? Michelle, Jessica, Aubrey, and me. What do you know about us? What are we likely to say, right, when you're listening to the podcast? So good.
It's so funny. You know, just thinking about each of us, we're so unique, all four of us, right? And I'm going to talk about James and soccer and dogs. Like, you know, I'm going to say those three things in a lot of episodes.
For sure. Yeah, exactly. So you can get some clues. Okay, Jessica, let's go into step three of our four-step framework here. What would be step three?
So this is where we can actively improve our vocabulary, but again, realistically, guys. Mm-hmm. So if you are watching a short scene, as we said in step one, don't stop to look up vocabulary. Just watch it, turn on the subtitles, understand the gist, understand the story. And then when you get to the end of that scene, maybe you jotted down a few words, right? Ah. I'm going to say no more than two or three words. Okay, that's it. Because our brains cannot learn all the words.
We can't.
It's impossible. So while you're watching, it's okay to jot down two or three words. And then when you finish that clip, go and look up the words. Add them to your vocabulary notebook. Make a sentence using the word in your own sentence, right? Mm-hmm. Don't copy it from the dictionary. And then, guys, take an extra step. Read that sentence out loud.
Yes, I love it. I mean, to emphasize here, guys, we are not writing down every single word that we hear. I think that's one thing that our listeners might have a tendency to do based on the way they learned English growing up, right? That was the tendency. You want a dictionary right here. You're looking up everything. But then you're not connecting. And again, it's about connection, not perfection. And that, in this case, connecting with the plot, with the scene, with the characters, right?
And like, really, if you're doing that, if you're trying to write down every word, that's not the point of learning English,
right? In a way.
You know what I mean? It means you're losing connection with the language. You're losing connection with the story.
Right.
So, like, why are we learning English in the first place if you're losing those things?
Yeah, don't be disconnected. And you know, guys, you know that feeling of being disconnected from yourself. Don't go there. Come back. Pull back from it and reconnect. Okay.
Come back to us, guys.
All right. So good. So good. So what would be step four then? Are we going to go back to that same scene again? Are we coming back to it?
Yes, exactly. So guys, go ahead and watch that same scene again. So remember, do steps one, two, and three. So at this point, by the time you get to step four, you've seen it. Maybe you've seen it twice. You know, maybe you went back and turned on the subtitles. You have thought about the characters. You have learned a couple new vocabulary words. So you are so ready to feel confident. Watch the scene again. And this is such an important step, guys, because this really cements your confident feeling. You're going to come away with this feeling like, oh my gosh, I understood basically the entire 10 minutes that I just watched in English, and you're going to feel great. You're developing a positive connection with English, and that's really the whole point of this exercise.
Exactly, and that gets us back to the next day of practice, right? That gets you motivated to come back through the loop. So it's like a loop that we're creating for ourselves, a positive feedback loop where we've done well, we've succeeded, now we can come back in for the next episode or the next segment of the next episode. So good, so good.
Totally.
This is awesome. Fantastic. Good. So Jessica, thank you for sharing this four-step framework. Thank you for talking through this for our listeners. I think it's going to be so useful for sure.
My pleasure. You guys, I will talk about movies anytime.
Anytime we want. Guys, make sure you are subscribed or you're following Allers English so you don't miss a single episode. We publish 4 days a week and we believe in connection, not perfection. That is what makes Allers English different from every other way to learn English in the world. Right, Jessica?
Exactly. So guys, hit follow right now wherever you're listening. And remember, I am on the podcast Isles Energy. Go over there. Hit follow as well. Your week will be filled with positive English lessons.
So good. So good. I'll see you on the next one, Jessica. Take care.
All right. Sounds good. Bye.
Bye. Thanks for listening to All Ears English. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, follow our show wherever you listen to podcasts to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.
Have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app, and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279. or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.